how have you found the challenge of Sheffield Wednesday so far this summer?
I have been here already 4 months, and I will feel myself as part 100% as a Sheffield community. And I have been working very hard toward this project, and it's a very, very challenging project, and I'm hoping to do my best.
It's obviously been a very busy summer so far, a change of coach, and Carlos Carvalhal is your new head coach. Could you just explain why you feel he is the man to deliver what you've said you've come here to do, which is to get Sheffield Wednesday into the Premier League?
The reason that I choose Carlos Carvalhal, because we think that I like his philosophy. It's the same philosophy as chairman's have in mind. Because he likes to play passing football, attacking football. That's the style of play we would like to change from the past. Because from the past, maybe we play more directly football. And we have interviewed many candidates, and they all have, you know, positive, and they all have negative, and all good experience. But the reason that we choose Carlos is because he have many years of experience, and he has a very good personality, and we think that he can really develop our team into get us into that next level.
I believe he's also very well connected within football, and I think that Jose Mourinho is one of his friends. I just wonder whether you had a conversation at all with Jose to find out maybe a little bit more about Carlos Carvalhal.
I know very well that he's and Jose Mourinho are very good friends, are very close friends. But in the end, I made the decision myself to choose Carlos Carvalho.
The offset of obviously Carlos coming in is that Stuart Gray left his position at Sheffield Wednesday. Why did you think that it was right to make the change and to move on from Stuart? And why did it take so long for that decision? It was almost a month, I think, after the season had finished before he parted ways with Sheffield Wednesday.
I like Stuart Gray very much. I think he is a very good person, and that's why we took so much time to analyze over the whole season, and we think we made the right decision.
Club's been busy already bringing players in, and yesterday there was an announcement that Marco Matthias had joined. Is there going to be a lot of further business now over the next sort of week or two? Do you expect that to happen, and what can you tell us about the level of investment that you've put into Marco Matthias, because I understand that there were a few clubs in Europe interested in signing him.
I think that we still need to further using our scouting network and our team to work hard on the position that we still needed in terms of improving the Sheffield Wednesday team. So the budget is we are looking for the position that is needed, so we will use the necessary budget for that position.
Obviously, he was quite a keynote signing now, and what does that say about maybe the ambition of Wednesday and the fact that you've actually spent a substantial fee on Matthias? Does that suggest that there's going to be further funds invested in bringing players to this squad?
Like I said, since the first day that I would like for Sheffield Wednesday to be in the Premier League by the time 150 years anniversary. So we will choose the best proper players, the best quality players that will do that for the team.
I understand there were some negotiations with the representatives of Mark Cooper, the Swindon Town head coach. Just how far down the line did you get with him and potentially bringing him to work with Carlos? And are you still looking to add an English coach to work alongside Carlos Carvalhal?
I never said about interesting in Mark Cooper only by speculation. I believe that the team that Carlos brought with him is a very good team. But if in the future, if necessary to bring in another assistant, we'll have a look at that.
The last time we spoke was April 20th, when you revealed a new committee at Sheffield Wednesday involving Glenn Roeder, Adam Pearson and Stuart Gray was their coach at the time. There's already been some change there. Adam Pearson has left. Can you talk us through how the committee is adapting? You know, have there been some teething problems early on with that system, and do you still believe it is the right way for Sheffield Wednesday to be run?
Soon we start the committee, everyone working closely together, and everyone's working hard towards each other, and I think we're having a very good result out of this committee.
could we see further additions to the committee imminent this summer, do you think?
At the moment, we are not looking to adding any additional advisor to the committee. But if we find someone suitable and very good experience, maybe in the future we may add.
How much pressure is there on the team and on the coaching staff to deliver Premier League football for next season? I know it's where you want to be, it's where everybody wants to be in the Championship, but how keen are you and how much pressure is there on Carlos Carvalho and the players to get there this season?
I already told Carlos the style of play that I want him to. Our philosophy of Sheffield Wednesday with the new Chancery era, and if he do his best at the end of the season, it's okay. But if he did not do his best, then we will analyze his position again.